Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol has approved a contempt report against former Trump strategist Steve Bannon. He had refused to cooperate, saying former President Donald Trump's executive privilege shielded him. The contempt report will go to the full House for a vote tomorrow and could be referred to federal officials for criminal proceedings. Separately, the Biden administration is moving to release documents to that committee that Trump wanted to keep secret. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
The former president's actions represented a unique and existential threat to our democracy that we don't feel can be swept under the rug.
Trump has sued to block the release of those documents. President Biden is going to his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania today. NPR's Mara Liasson reports he will pitch his plan on infrastructure and climate.
In Scranton, the president is expected to explain how his Build Back Better package of investments in public preschool, community college, elder care, and climate will help working families get better jobs and more help at home. Polls show that majorities of Democrats and independents approve of most of the pieces of his plan. The problem is with Democrats in Congress. Biden's been struggling to get progressives and moderates to agree on a bill that can pass with Democratic votes only. Because their margins in Congress are so small, Democrats can't afford to lose more than one or two votes in the House and none at all in the Senate. All Democrats agree the price tag for the package has to shrink, but they haven't been able to agree on what to cut, what to sunset, or what to leave out altogether. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Senate Democrats will try again today to push forward legislation on voting rights and elections. Their bill would set national rules for running elections. Democrats say this is needed to counteract new restrictions on voting that Republican-led state legislatures have imposed. But the Senate Democrats will likely fail because Senate Republicans are expected to filibuster the voting rights bill. The suspect accused of killing 17 people and wounding 17 others at a Florida high school in 2018 will be in court today. NPR's Greg Allen reports that lawyers for Nicholas Cruz say that he'll plead guilty to all counts.
Cruz is charged with 17 counts of murder and 17 of attempted murder at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Prosecutors turned down his offer to plead guilty in exchange for consecutive life sentences. At a hearing today in Fort Lauderdale, Cruz's lawyers say their client will plead guilty anyway. That will set the stage for the trial's penalty phase and a possible death sentence. Fred Guttenberg, whose daughter Jamie was one of those killed, spoke on MSNBC.
I hope this person pays the price with his life. And I do. The penalty phase for me is a really important part of our ability to move forward as families.
The judge has said jury selection for the penalty phase will begin next month. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
You're listening to NPR News. On Tuesday, FBI agents searched homes in Washington, D.C. and New York belonging to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska. It's not clear what they sought. Deripaska has ties to the Kremlin. The U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned him, saying he is acting as a Russian government agent. Thousands of people gathered in downtown Chicago Tuesday to celebrate the WNBA champions, the Sky. NPR's David Schaefer reports the victory parade and rally applauded a team that was not expected to win the women's pro basketball championship.
The Sky entered the playoffs as the sixth seed before a championship run that culminated with a come-from-behind Game 4 win Sunday over the Phoenix Mercury. At the celebration in Millennium Park, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced a new city nickname.
Chi-Town will be Sky-Town.
And hometown hero Candace Parker praised her teammates, coaches, and the team staff before turning to the fans.
Thank you so much for allowing us the opportunity and sticking with us through this year to play for you in front of you. You guys were electric.
But Chicago retailers were unprepared, and very few have Sky jerseys, championship T-shirts, and other gear available. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
The National Weather Service says a pair of storms are starting to slam into the West Coast. What's known as an atmospheric river will funnel exceptionally heavy rain into a region parched by drought. The rain is welcome, but forecasters warn it may be so heavy it could cause mud and debris flows in areas that have been burned by wildfires. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.